Good morning. Welcome to Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, Pete Newcomb, a.k.a. the Right Reverend Revere. This morning, I want to touch briefly upon two topics of ongoing import. Number one, the fiscal cliff, and number two, the renewed interest in the Second Amendment, the one that gives us the right to bear arms. First, the fiscal cliff. The GOP's recalcitrance in expediting some measure of resolution to the fast-approaching fiscal cliff is literally digging their own grave. And in doing so, it is only accelerating what is already happening on the national level. The permanent shift of majority power over to the Democrats, much like happened in 1932 upon the election of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. If the GOP won't even prevent taxes from rising on folks making less than $250,000 a year, a family, or less than $200,000 a year, an individual, who the hell do they think they are fooling? No one. Their allegiance is strictly to the high and the mighty, the rich and the powerful, the moneyed class. If they were truly concerned about the 99% of Americans, they would not allow matters to ever reach this point. The GOP is nothing less than an aristocracy from a time long past, and their days as a relevant national party are over. They are a party for the 1% and the 6 or 7 southern belt states, and throw in Wyoming and Oklahoma. As far as Texas, with their huge Hispanic population, that state will no longer remain within the orbit of the GOP. Sometime in the next 2 to 4 years, that will shift blue, further isolating and completely annihilating any kind of a pretense of the GOP to being a true national political party. The GOP has morphed into tired old white men ranting at empty chairs, and it is now indeed the very personification of what William Shakespeare described in Macbeth, a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. And now on to the second item, the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. A little constitutional history background is necessary to put this into its proper context. In regard to the Second Amendment, not a single congressman or senator is recorded as saying that it would establish an individual's right to possess a weapon. While ambassador to Great Britain, John Adams in 1787 had authored a defense of the Constitution of Government of the United States, in which he wrote that a general availability of arms would demolish every constitution and lay the laws prostrate so that liberty can be enjoyed by no man. It is a dissolution of government. In the very first Congress, no one contradicted the Vice President's words. Recently, the Ninth Circuit Court in 2002, in its decision, Silvera v. Lockyer, stated in its comprehensive review of the original founders' debate over the Second Amendment, quote, "We believe the answer to the definitional question is the one that most persons would expect. Militia refers to a state military force. We reach our conclusion not only because that is the ordinary meaning of the word, but because contemporaneously enacted provisions of the Constitution that contain the word militia consistently use the term to refer to a state military entity, not to the people of the state as a whole. Not only did the drafters of the Constitution use militia to refer to state military entities, so too did the drafters of the Constitution's predecessor document, the Articles of Confederation. The Articles provided that every state shall always keep a well-regulated and disciplined militia, sufficiently armed and accoutred, and shall provide and constantly have ready for use in public stores a due number of field pieces and tents and a proper quantity of arms, ammunition, and camp equipment. The Articles of Confederation, Article 6, 1777, in Documents of American History, Volume 112 by Henry Steele Commager, 7th edition, 1963. The well-regulated and disciplined militias described by the Articles of Confederation were quite clearly those institutions established by the individual states. Thus, the prevailing understanding both before and at the time of the adoption of the Constitution, was that a militia constituted a state military force to which the able-bodied male citizens of the various states might be called to service. So, for the gun nuts and the NRA, Judgment Day looms near. Sooner or later, the notion of unbridled gun ownership will be hoisted on its own petard. That's all for this morning's broadcast. Thank you for listening. This is the Right Reverend Revere, signing off.